everybody, welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life with your host, Shalina. Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, look at you trying to be chirpy.
I'm always chirpy.
So what are we talking about today?
Today we're going to talk about how to stay organized during a divorce.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we're at that age where we have friends who are getting divorced.
Left, right and center.
Yeah, there's quite a lot. And I'm having friends who are getting married again. So that's...
Yeah, we've actually reached that stage.
Yeah, we've reached that stage. And it's a traumatic thing. I have clients who I've helped them to deal with divorce. And a lot of them don't realize how draining it is and how much it can take from you and how much stuff you have to deal with during a divorce. That's a major hurdle. You know, forget about the emotions and the mental side of that. You've got the emotional clutter and baggage and the mental and dealing with all of that, but also there's your physical stuff between you that you might have had for years and years that you have to deal with. So I thought it'd be good to discuss that, to help people to deal with the physical clutter.
Yeah, it's a tough time, and you're pretty weighed down with everything that's going on. Obviously, it's a tough time, and so it's kind of nice to get some, maybe not clarity, but just kind of a direction in terms of how to proceed. What would be your tips?
A major thing is, like, people will be like, I'm going to throw everything out. I'm going to start afresh. Like, don't do that. Don't throw everything away, because you'll need things like the cutlery. Don't throw your wedding dress away yet. Let's talk about that first. You know, let's see what's the best way to get rid of it. You know, you want to get rid of everything that reminds you of your other half, but take time to, you know, you have to cool down first. You have to deal with everything else. Let's do it systematically. So first of all, go through your stuff, not your stuff that you share with your husband or your wife, just your stuff, whether it be your clothes, your books, memorabilia, toiletries. Go through that stuff step by step. Because the thing as well, when you're getting divorced, you're going to move. One person's going to move. And there's going to be most often downsizing. So you think about the fact that you might be downsizing, going into a smaller house. You won't have as much room to hold all this stuff, to hold all these clothes, you know, your books. And also if you do your own stuff, there might not be as much emotion as it is will be if it's stuff that you share together, you know. And then once you've done that, then, and you've cooled down, then go through the inventory between yourselves. So through your CDs, you know, or your album, you know, your records that you've had since forever, paintings, furniture, start making an inventory and decide who's going to take what, or if you're going to sell and then sell it and then sort out, you know, who's going to get the proceeds, etc. With photos, start going through the photos and decide if there are photos of both of you, put them into one side and keep them, and then look at them together and decide if you're going to keep them or you want to, you know, discard them and shred them. I remember I had one client who had, you know, here in Dubai, the wedding albums are ginormous. You know, in the 90s and the 2000s, everyone was getting these huge photo albums. They're like redonkulous. And there's one for the engagement, one for the nikah ceremony, one for the other wedding ceremony, the mehndi. So there was like 4 to 5 massive books. And then they're getting divorced and she's like, I don't want it in my house. They're huge. They remind me of him. I don't want it. And so what do you do then? So I said, give it to the parents. The parents will remember that their kids were, you know, at this point, they might want it. And then if they don't want it, then we can get it destroyed. We can get it shredded, you know, send it to a shredding company. And so that's what we did. And then the families went, actually, you know, let's not keep it. So that it was discarded. But, you know, we were making sure that people weren't doing things in haste. Yes, it's a divorce. But maybe the kids want to keep it because they want to remember what their parents were like. Because, you know, especially if you have kids, they want memories as well. You might not want the memory, but your kids might do. So another thing is paperwork. So you have your marriage certificates, bank account information, tax documents, if you have to deal with that, prenuptial agreements. Any important documents, make sure you both have copies. you know, because you'll need the copies for various things, especially living here. If you're an expat, you need these documents for visa purposes and bank accounts and stuff. So have copies of that and have originals or get a certified copies made for that, because you'll need it for various reasons while you're going through the divorce. So do that as soon as possible so you get that done, and then keep two files with that, so one for him and one for you, so that you both have that, so you don't have to fight about it and discuss it later.
One for each one, you mean?
Yeah, one for each one.
Plus it's a good thing to do, because then you're not having to reach out to the other one just to get hold of a document, which is, you know, can be quite painful, especially at that time.
Another thing is also, people when they're moving, they'll keep stuff and say, oh, this box of stuff is his stuff, we'll keep it in the garage or we'll keep it in the storeroom. Don't do that. Don't keep stuff from, you know, your ex's stuff and become a storage unit. If it's his stuff or her stuff, give it back to them. Let them deal with it. Let them organize and declutter it. Don't become a storage unit, because you won't have space, especially if you've downsized. And it's not, you know, you want to have a clean and organized home moving forward. You want to start afresh. You shouldn't be hanging on to this stuff, you know, unless it's a reason, like we said, you know, for the kids that they might want it. But if it's just you got divorced a few years ago and you're still holding on to this stuff, you know, you need to let go now. And that's it, really. It's a hard time. And I also always suggest to clients, because a lot of them don't go for counseling and they don't realize how taxing this is on them, you know. As we said, there's the emotional and mental clutter as well. And, you know, as much as I can talk to people while we're doing the decluttering and organizing, it's always good to get a third party to help them with that aspect, because it is like grief that, you know, you've lived your life with someone for a certain amount of time and then that suddenly goes, and it can be very hard, especially when it's been for a very, very long time and you've shared so much together. To suddenly have that cut off from your life, it can be hard. So I always recommend that you go for counselling. There are various places here in Dubai that can help. And, you know, talk to your friends, go out, enjoy life.
Yeah, I think the key is, you know, as you said at the start, try to, like, do these things as calmly as possible. And so if that means you need a little bit of time, take a little bit of time, but, like, approach this with calmness rather than reacting very strongly to, especially to things.
Especially to your physical things, because it doesn't help. Then you regret it later. You might say, oh, I did need that thing. Or, you know, your other half might say he wants it. You know, let your ex go through their own stuff.
That's all we have for you this week.
Yes.
And as always, if you haven't subscribed already, you can do that in your favorite podcast player. Just look for Declutter Me. That's DECLUTTR MME. And if you would want to reach Alina.
Yes, if you need help to declutter and organize, you can contact me at any time at declutterme.com and fill in the contact form, and I'll get in touch as soon as possible.
Super. Well, we'll see you next week.
Bye.